Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the blind, Andrew Johns. Inside for Elba. Elba will score! Elba will score! Newcastle has won!
Let's get into the biggest news that has just dropped yesterday. Latrell Mitchell, Jackie Whiten, arrested. Basically, what has happened or what seems to have happened. Now, again, we don't have all the information because it's a legal case, but it seems as though they were having a friendly wrestle in a pub or whatever. Police were called out. They were arrested, held till about 10 in the morning, I think, and then let go. Look, it's just one of those things. It's like, yeah, it's silly. It's silly. You're a professional athlete. You're paid the big bucks. You're superstars of the game. It's absolutely silly. It's a mistake. Is it the end of the world? No, it's just one of those stupid things that seem to happen and we learn from it, we move forward, in my opinion. Guru, what are your thoughts, mate?
Very rugby league, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's rugby league to its core. I agree with you, mate. I think there's bigger fish to fry. It's not a great look. There's no denying that whatsoever. Better if it didn't happen. But yeah, I do think it's been a little bit blown out of proportion.
Timmy?
Yeah, my heart sunk when I first saw the headline, mate. You sort of, your head just jumps to conclusions. Well, you know, what's happened down there? Sort of started within about 4 seconds, planning to the future once again. Hopefully Blake Taff and Matty Frawley put in big pre-seasons and they've been training the house down. And then you sort of read into it a little bit more. And as you said, it sounds like, Hopefully, it's a little bit of a making mountains out of molehills, and there's not too much to it. As I said, there'll be a few things still to come out with it all, and you know, you can't justify it in the sense that it's such a bad look for the players, for the clubs, and the game itself. But the fact that they're still going ahead to play for the All Stars Clash this weekend makes me think that all right, hopefully, it's not too much to it.
Yeah, it's one of those really interesting things where, like, for example, I had a situation in my career where I was arrested and it never made the paper because I'm not a big superstar. And like, I got arrested for the stupidest reason ever. Like, I was trying to get into a pub. They were letting all these guys in with like fucking shorts and that. I had a shirt, a nice shirt with a hoodie on, but it was a nice shirt, dressed nicely, and the bouncer was just being a dick, didn't let me in. Changed shirt, put on a shirt without a fucking look, a shirt that was way worse. And then I was like, all right, well, I got the shirt on, can I let in? He's like, nah, didn't let me in. And I'm like, are you serious, rah-rah? Anyway, cops came over, like walked over, and like it wasn't aggressive or anything like that. And they're like, they started trying to ask my name, and like then I started wigging out, going, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "Oh, I'm leaving," and like literally just like trying to walk away, and I would have been like 30 or 40 meters away from the door, guys, I'm leaving, and boom, arrested me because I wouldn't give them my name. Crazy. There was no physical violence. There was no push. There was no aggressive in people's faces. Just got arrested because I wouldn't give them my name. And so when I look at situations like this, I can't judge Trell and Jackie Whiten because if I was a superstar, that would have been in the paper. Now, is it wrestling in public? Obviously not.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And even though the cop in my situation was a dick, like 100% a dick, I should have just walked away. Like that was silly by me. And so even though it's not a big deal, we still have to acknowledge that Jackie and Trell, regardless of whether they should or shouldn't have been arrested, all that kind of stuff, they were wrestling first. So they made the mistake. It's not the end of the world at all. I think it'll just blow over quite quickly. As you said, the fact that they're playing All-Stars, I think, suggests that, look, silly mistake, let's move forward.
You realise, Kempy, tomorrow's headlines, paper, front page, bombshell ass, bloke in a bar, superstar reveals dark past, arrest history.
Mate, I'm a reformed bad boy.
Yeah, Guru's hosting the podcast next week.
But it's just an example of, like, I did get arrested. Like, and if that, like, you know, Big gets arrested in the paper. And so even though I could sit here and try to say the cops were dicks and the security guy was a dick, I still got arrested. And I still could have made decisions before that arrest to leave. I could have just, as soon as the security guard was being a dick, I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else. But I didn't. So similar situation with the Trell and that. Like, they're wrestling. They shouldn't have been doing that. Everything after that, you can talk about, was it too far? Was it this? Was it that? For sure. But they shouldn't have done the initial thing as well. But yeah, Not the end of the world. Like, it's not a big deal.
And unfortunately, that's just the reality for these guys.
Mm.
You know, most people could probably get away with it. They can't, realistically.
Yeah. And
it is what it is. Like, you know it.
So. Yeah. And they can't get away with it because of the privilege they have, which is a lot of fucking cash. And everyone knows that they're famous, you know, which is, that's the price you pay for being paid a lot of money and being famous. So anyway, hopefully it just all blows over. Little bit of a mistake. The boys will... mate, what's with down in Canberra, mate? You guys are grubs. You bring Latrell down there, my boy Latrell, and he does the wrestling in public. What's going on down there, mate?
You're right, mate. The Raiders stamped out this off-field mess years and years ago. We just get one bloody dodgy cop or secco and trying to tarnish the name of a great rugby league club. It's... I won't derail our season, unlike the Bunnies.
Mate, that would never happen up in Brisbane. That is net. Stuff like that doesn't happen in Brisbane. Anyway, they released a statement. For legal reasons, we cannot comment on the charges that are before the court at the moment. However, we wanted to express remorse for putting ourselves in the position to embarrass our clubs in the NRL over the weekend, which I think we all agree, like, that's the mistake here. We were there to celebrate Jack's 30th with family and friends while everyone enjoyed a great night. We understand that our wrestle, as harmless as we believed it to be, was a poor decision and may have looked bad. We are sorry for this and know that we need to be better when in public. We remain great friends and are looking forward to proudly representing our community at All-Star this weekend. I think that sums it up. I don't think we'll be talking about this again. So anyway, it happened. We talked about it. Let's move on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.